T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Classes are canceled today at Lamar High School in Arlington to give students some time to grieve after a fellow student was shot and killed on campus yesterday.
This student tells us she's heard of so many things like this happening. She wasn't even shocked when gunfire broke out yesterday morning outside the school.
We do drills and everything for it, so I wasn't really scared. I mean, it always kind of happened nearby, so I wasn't that scared about it.
The victims were outside the school waiting for it to open when they were apparently targeted. Arlington police say the shooter ran away without entering the building. Overall, one Lamar student was killed, one was injured, and the shooter, who has also been identified as a Lamar student, has been arrested and charged with capital murder. In addition to classes being canceled today, all extracurriculars involving Lamar students are being postponed. Students will be back tomorrow morning, and counselors will be on campus as well, helping them process what happened. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey, Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
Following the deadly shooting at Lamar High School, school districts across North Texas are trying to reassure parents their students are safe in schools. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Anthony Tozzi with the Northwest ISD tells me the school district goes to great lengths to protect students and staffers. Tozzi notes that all schools have multiple sets of doors that people need to go through in order to enter a school building.
We also have a buzz-in system where if you want to gain access to the school, you actually have to buzz in and the front office will let you in.
And Tozzi says all high schools have at least 2 school resource officers and all middle schools have at least 1. And those officers will float around and support the elementary schools as well. Now, as for keeping people safe outside school buildings, Tozzi says the district safety and security team will take yesterday's incident into account when considering any possible additional measures. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A repeat drunk driver has lost his fight to get a plea agreement and his prison term set aside.
62-year-old Clifton Tribble is serving a 30-year prison term after pleading guilty to repeat drunk driving. He'll have to finish the term without getting a second chance. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear his case. The Galveston man said he got bad advice from his attorney, who recommended the 30-year prison term plea deal because, considering Tribble's record, he could have gotten 50 years had the case gone to trial. It would have been his 9th DWI conviction. Not just arrest, conviction. Tribble tried to handle his own appeal. He won't be eligible for parole until 2031. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The show must go on, and former President Trump plans to go ahead with his rally in Waco this weekend, whether he's indicted or not. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson says the charges could turn off most would-be voters by the appearance of a politically motivated indictment. He said this could end up having a positive effect for Trump in the same vein as his first impeachment.
Democrats went all in on what turned out to be pretty flimsy charges. That is the whole Russia collusion investigation. And that, in many ways, undermined what a lot of people saw as more legitimate criticisms of Donald Trump.
The rally this weekend will be held at Waco Regional Airport on Saturday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Texas man is facing several charges accused of supplying the gun used in the murders of 2 Americans in Mexico earlier this month. Here's KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
The feds say the murdered Americans were 2 of 4 people from South Carolina who were abducted shortly after crossing into Mexico near Brownsville. Mexican investigators linked the murders to a Diamondback AR-15 semi-automatic pistol, which they say was legally purchased by a Harlingen man named Roberto Moreno. He's accused of being a straw purchaser who intended all along to supply the pistol and other firearms to the Gulf drug cartel, whose members are suspected in the killings of the Americans. Moreno will go before a judge in South Texas on Thursday. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.